All right, we're just going to wait for AJ here in a moment as our guest on the show today. In the meantime, however, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the third installation of Vitamin CJ. This specific podcast is designed to make light of events occurring around the globe with relative details and plenty of humor. Please be aware that this form of comedy may not be appropriate for all audiences. And if at any time you feel that we've made you smile or that you would like to help us proceed in our future for this series, please feel free to donate or send us a message if you're on Anchor or leave a comment if you're on YouTube or another stream. Without further ado, I'm Chris.
I'm Jeremy.
And here with us today is AJ. All right, fellas. So, first thing we've got.
I'm pretty ready right now.
Yeah. First one is a fellow wearing Crocs. Guess where this happened?
Florida.
Of course. Where else? So a fella decides, damn, you know what? I'm wearing Crocs. So the only appropriate thing to do is to incorporate myself with goddamn crocodiles. So in Florida, they have these things that are called alligator farms, crocodile farms, whatever people want to call them. I know there's a difference. Please don't get mad at me. this particular place, it was at a crocodile park. He snuck in after hours wearing nothing but underwear and Crocs, decided, hey, you know what? Screw it, dude. I'm just going to go ahead and swim with some goddamn crocodiles. What the fuck?
Maybe he was just feeling it, dude. He had the crocodile energy in his feet.
These people,
he had a theme going.
They can't be sober.
It's
who
just,
the hell?
I feel like Florida just has like some kind of energy that just like
there's something in the atmosphere. Dude.
Yeah, there's something in the atmosphere. Like right when you like cross the border, from, like any
right
other state,
you step foot into Florida, you're like, I want to do crack.
Yeah, you just like no, it's like you're
automatically urge to snort line.
You're automatically on crack when you step into the like step into Florida. You're just like on crack already.
As soon as you cross that border, you do things. No normal human being, no delusional human being would do. You do things
no.
that
you
just
do things
don't
that
make...
no non-Florida person would do.
They're their own culture, man.
They There's really normal are. People and then Florida men. Not even just Florida people, just Florida men.
And you know what? Even if you're a woman, you're a Florida man.
Mm-hmm. Nah, dude, the Florida women aren't any better. Like, it's the same.
Florida women,
trust
fucking
me.
So authorities the next day, because this was all at night, keep in mind. So the authorities next day, they kind of put two and two together when they found fucking half of a body and then a blood trail leading to a statue. So I think he got like exposed to the gods or something, dude, just sacrificed by crocodiles. Oh my god.
Sounds like a good time.
I've been sacrificed to the crocodile gods.
Maybe that's what he was intentionally trying to do. He couldn't have gone there knowing it would have been fine.
Maybe this was like a cult or something.
Yeah, like maybe the people in the cult wear Crocs and then they go and try to like be crocodile whisperers.
Like no, like the chosen one. The chosen one wears nothing but the Crocs. And like he has to like incorporate themselves into like their culture and like destroy them from the inside or something.
Dude, some cults are so fucked. I mean, there are some religions that are just screwed up. Like the one of them I learned about recently that was just you just sacrifice kids. Your firstborn just gets decapitated. Why?
Have you heard of the like tribes that have been uncontacted, like there are tribes
yeah.
like right now
mm-hmm.
that like they refuse to like talk to anyone. And
there's some crazy shit in South Africa, man.
Yeah, dude. Like if you go and try to talk to them, like some fucking like King Kong shit happens. Like they'll throw spears at you and shit. Like I'm not even joking.
A lot of countries have made it illegal to talk to those kind of people just because if you, I mean, it's illegal or not, you're probably gonna die. But still, it's like they've made it illegal just as that extra motivation to like don't talk to these people.
Yeah, don't do this.
You know, it makes you think, why doesn't the army or that sort of thing get involved? I mean, I guess it's not like the, not all over the United States or anything. I don't really think they're in the United States that much. Probably just like more third world countries and that sort of thing. But you just have to think some form of authority should probably interfere with their.
But like at the same time, I feel like that's more like invading their privacy, because like they're not doing anything to anyone unless they come there and they try to do something with them.
Well, when has that stopped America?
Fuck yeah!
What are you doing? This is our land. Nope, it's our land now.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys are tribal. You're only gonna try to attack us if we come close to you. Oh yeah, fuck you!
You're standing like 100 feet away, and there's like the American side, and then the tribal side, and the American side's like, "What you gonna do?" And the tribal side's, "Yeah, like step 50 feet closer, and I'll throw the spear at you."
Oh, they just nuke them.
You better not step in closer, or you might get hit. Come
don't,
into my range.
Don't do it, man. Don't do that shit.
If you throw that spear, I'll put a McDonald's on your land.
You can't do that. We hunt elk.
Hey, man, don't threaten. That ain't allowed.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Oh my god, there's another cult where like they take these venomous snakes and like put them to their necks, and if they get bit, they're not worthy. Dude, that's just, you're flipping a coin. I mean, honestly, no, it's probably like a 90% by 10% that you fucking live from that, because I mean, they're probably quite upset that they're being held in the first place. They're aggressive snakes.
Why the necks?
God, I don't know.
That kills someone so much quicker.
Yeah, it's like right next to the jugular. You know, you're
speaking of like snakes and necks. Like, hold up, is like a snake just like where does the snake do snakes have necks? First of all,
a snake is a neck.
Like, is it just one long neck, or is it just like
snakes are just skin tags?
Yeah.
Long stretch skin tags.
It's like, I don't understand, you know?
I'm pretty sure I learned this in kindergarten or something, but like, where does the food go once it enters the snake?
It goes through their digestive tract, which I think goes all the way through their body, and it just like, you know.
Like, yeah, with all, like, with most reptiles, their digestive tracts are just a straight line. Like, it's not, like, yeah, anything in between, like, ours. Like, it's just a straight line.
Well, like, I figured they didn't really have any, like, kidneys or that sort of thing, but, like,
it's literally just, like, mouth to ass, like, all the time.
What, are you talking shit? Kinda.
I mean, a little bit.
You know,
what is
100% all the time?
What is your weirdest experience with a wild animal?
Oh my! Actually, I have a funny story. So I was coming home from my girlfriend's house, probably like not too long ago, probably like November. Sometime at the beginning of November, and I was driving through her neighborhood, and you know, I slow down because I see these eyes, and I'm like, yo, what the hell is that? And I'm like, I figure it's a dog or something, because you know, dogs get loose, whatever. So I'm like, all right, what do I do? Because I'm like, I don't want to just leave this dog, because I mean, it's getting pretty cold. It's one of those colder nights. And this fella, I step out of the car, because I'm like, you know, maybe he's friendly. Famous last words, dude. And meanwhile, I'm just like calling 911. It's like, it's 10 o'clock. You know, Humane Society's not going to be open. So I call 911. I'm like, hey, man. I always feel bad for calling 911 if it's not an emergency. It's just like, because they're just like, 911, what's an emergency? And it's just like, I.
They're so ready.
I know, they're just like, where's your location?
Like the first responders are like all giddy right behind the person on their phone. It's like, oh, I got a phone call. Oh my god, he's dying. I'm so ready. Guys, he called back.
Oh man. So anyway, I call them, and the first thing I say is like, "This isn't an emergency, but like, please." But I'm just like, so I found this dog. It doesn't have tags on or anything. They're like, "Have you gotten close enough to see if there have been any tags?" And I'm like, "Oh, first of all, I just said there weren't any tags, but I mean, all right." And I'm like, I step out of my car and I'm like, you know what, maybe he's all right. So I go over to him and I'm looking for him because, you know, it's pitch black. He's a, you know, I think he's probably like a black dog or something. And either that or very dark brown. And I'm like looking for him with my phone flashlight. And I'm like, come on, buddy, you know, doing all the dog calls or whatever. I mean, that. Everyone has their own infamous dog calling voice. And I flash my flashlight over to the direction this dog appears to be in, and his eyes are just like no more than like 15 feet in front of me. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh, hey.
This little growl. I'm like, I'm going to die. Flag, dude. My car is a good 15 feet away from me. I'm the median between this dog and safety. So I'm like, oh shit. And I like run back to my car. I'm pretty sure I yelled that too. And meanwhile, this 911 operative's on the line and they're like, sir, are you okay? And I'm just like,
you should have just started screaming.
I like managed to make it back to my car. I don't think I've ever open my door that fast in my life. It was like a GTA scene where I like fly it open and then like and I like I even locked my door as if he can get his little paw in between my handle and pull that shit open and then drag me out like Velociraptor from Jurassic Park, dude. So I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, dude, that dog just growled at me. And they're like, yeah, probably because he's scared. And I'm like, dude, he's not scared. He's going to kill me. So they're like, we'll have an officer on the way over there trying to find him. I'm like, do I have to stay? They're like, no, you can go home. I'm like, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, then.
I'm just going to go.
I have a pretty interesting animal story. Not nearly as good as yours, but it's still kind of funny. So like, all right, I have no idea where I was driving home from, but I was driving home and I was like going down the road like by where my house is, and I was just like, huh, they're I was like, all right, you know, yeah, I'm just like, it was just like a straight road, and I was driving down it for a long time, and then I flash my brights for like a split second, and I just see this mass on the side of the road, and I turn my brights my brights on, and there's like a deer like almost in the. Like I like screamed at it. Like I wasn't like screaming like as in like ah a deer. I was like fuck you.
What the fuck?
No, it was exactly like that. I was like, ah! I screamed like ah no, because like I literally I don't even know. I was like, deer, you better fucking not like.
You better stop.
You better stop.
My dad has been in probably numerous car accidents with deers. But both instances that I've heard of, he hasn't hit the deer has hit him.
Sounds good, right?
They just like fucking plow.
I know, they car. Just plummet right the side of your car, dude. It's like, what the hell?
What are they going for?
Well, typically, they're like running from some kind of animal or some shit. But then just like they go onto the road, they're just like, and they're just. And, here's this one deer I remember specifically. I wasn't in the car with my dad or anything. But my mom was on the phone with him after, you know, the whole situation got cleared up or whatever. And. He was like, he was talking to my mom, and he was like, I left my keys in the car, because he like, you know, went over to see if the deer was okay, and then, and the door was locked, and his keys were locked inside, and like, I can't remember what, that was a while ago, but he, his window was open slightly, so it was probably around summer or something like that, So he talked to somebody who was near the area, like somebody, he just knocked on somebody's door or whatever, and they got a pry bar and made it able to unlock his car. But he got on the phone with my mom, got his keys, and he was like, you know, drew the steers on the side of the road or whatever, and he was like, it's like a twirl, like, you know, it's a big buck, like this thing's plentiful points.
Plentiful points.
And he turns around because he's going to go like back into the car or whatever and like check for the damage and all that sort of thing, and he's like talking to my mom. He's like, yeah, I just hit this big ass deer, and the deer's fucking gone. Road, there was a blood puddle, and this fella's just, he yeeted himself the hell away from the situation.
Yeah, dude, they're like, they're insanely strong. Like, you don't even know.
Yeah, it's like, they just full on deck a car.
Hold up. Alright. So, like, you're saying your dad, like, hit this deer, right? And, like, you thought it.
Oh yeah, he thought it was goner. It was done.
All right, so like,
oh, yeah.
Let me paint the picture for you. Let's like do a compare and contrast between deer and Florida men, right? All right. Hold on.
Same energy.
So you know how we've never seen a Florida man outside of Florida?
Yeah.
And have we really seen deer in Florida? Like, hold up. Like, seriously. Like, all right. So what if when Florida men walk outside of Florida...
They just become deer,
right?
I thought you were going to say some shit where, like, they can't leave Florida because it's like that dome from that Simpsons episode where they just, like... It just goes around their entire state.
But they don't stop. They just keep walking straight into the side of it. And, like, you just see a ton of people at the border just, like, thump, thump.
I feel like at a point, if there was an entire state Florida men against the dome, the Florida men would win because they would just, like, break it.
Yeah.
But, like, hold up. Deer and Florida men, right? They're both crazy, right? They have insane strength. They can literally do anything.
Man, just imagine a Florida man broadsiding your SUV. Like, you're just casually cruising at, like, 55, and then just out of nowhere, his head just goes through your door.
It just goes right through your windshield. My son!
And he's screaming like a deer.
No, but like, so yeah, but when deer step into Florida, they turn into Florida men. So hold up, so are Florida men deer or are deer Florida men?
It goes both ways. They cancel each other out. Neither exists.
Wait, does it go, so if like a deer from Michigan, like a normal deer,
if it goes to Florida, it becomes a man.
So then it becomes a person. So then it becomes a Florida man.
Yeah.
So, does that mean that
every resident in Florida is just a deer?
So, if you take a deer and you split it into two, you would get a man and cocaine. Right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Chemistry!
So the chemical, like, bonding of a deer is man coke, or coke man, or something
coke
like
man.
That.
Some people like snort cocaine. Some people, you know, smoke it. But you know what?
Some people are cocaine.
So you get chemically bonded with cocaine. Every individual in Florida at birth gets just infused with cocaine.
You know, I wonder who the very first person was that discovered the use of cocaine.
The first.
They were probably.
And hey,
they probably thought they like discovered a superpower.
No, they probably like when they first like did it, they were probably like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What?
Nostrils widened four times.
Why the fuck are we going so fucking fast?
Imagine that like the first person that got high.
I feel like that was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
It was probably like tribal times or something like that. Well, yeah, it was. I feel like it was pretty common, like with, like, maybe Indian or that sort of thing, like culture. That,
the first thing to get hype had to be an animal.
Like, it's just this.
Like the first.
They got absolutely just destroyed by drugs, and he just like windmilling his head and just slamming into trees. Like his skull is just a helicopter. Oh my god! All right, we should probably move on to the next news article.
Yeah.
All right, so this fugitive, he's wanted for whatever crime, and he ends up having this relational story between Richland Police Department in Washington and himself. And what I mean by relational is the fact that he would like basically act like it was a relationship by saying like, "It's not you, it's me." Basically, this direct quote from it, he said, "Calm down. I'm going to turn myself in." And then, since there is no sign of this guy the next day, they said, "Hey, Anthony, we haven't seen you yet. Our business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Of course, if you need a ride, you can call non-emergency and we will pick you up." Oh, he was just like, "Thank you, tying up a couple loose ends since I will probably be there for a few months." Be there in the hours. This is all going on over Facebook.
Wait, so he had like an arrest happen over Facebook?
Well, kind of, but he had an arrest warrant out because he hadn't shown up for his probation clearance. So then they asked, "Is it us?" And they were like, "We waited, but you didn't show. The weekend came and went. We were beginning to think you were not coming," as in it's like a date. And then felt note, "Dear police department, it's not you, it's me. I obviously have commitment issues. I apologize for standing you up, but let me make it up to you. I will be there no later than lunchtime tomorrow. I know you have no reason to believe me after what I did, but I promise that if I don't make it on my own by lunchtime tomorrow, I will call for a ride to assist me with my commitment. Thank you in advance for your response. If you are patiently giving me another chance with us, I know I don't deserve it. P.S. You're beautiful."
It's like he gets to like it's like after he gets out of prison or whatever, and he's like applying for a job, and they're just like, "Are you married?" He's like, "It's complicated."
He's one of those people that are just like, their Instagram bios are taken with like the key. His final tweet was to his fans, saying, "See you." I'm curious as to what this guy did. No, I guess it was just a failure to comply with his probation. I'm curious what he needed to be in probation for in the first place.
cheating on them with another police station.
How ironic would that be?
The fire department.
Oh my god. All right, we're going to take a quick break for an advertisement. We'll be right back. In the meantime, don't go anywhere, and I'll see you guys in a bit. And welcome back to Vitamin CJ here. AJ should be with us shortly. In the meantime, I mean, these are some interesting stories to come. And there he is. So this next one is one I've wanted to talk about for a while now. Have you guys heard about what Burger King's been doing to get people to stop going to McDonald's and come to them?
No, but I hate Burger King. Good about it is the Burger King itself.
What does that even mean? So what Burger King has been doing lately is they've been completely rivaling McDonald's and joining basically the savagery of the media now. I mean, everyone knows that Wendy's is like the Twitter gods. So if customers have the Burger King app and are within 600 feet of a McDonald's in the U.S., they can unlock a deal which gives them a Whopper burger for free. Or not for free, 1 cent. You get a burger for a cent.
I think Burger King's going to go out of business, I bet.
I mean, potentially. I mean, it's pretty common and popular in cities and that sort of thing, at least from what I know. You just don't hear it as much around here. I mean, the deal's only going to go on until Wednesday, so. But, I mean, that's still a pretty good scheme that they're coming up with. I mean, it's obvious that you, like, can't do it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a McDonald's and a Burger King near my house, and like the McDonald's is always packed no matter what. Like, it's so full, like, all the time. Burger King completely empty. There's only like one car there.
It's the employee.
There's a single employee.
He's just like, he's standing at the cash register consistently with his spatula up. He's like, I'm ready.
I remember this one time in first grade, for whatever fucking reason, like, I was obsessed with going to Burger King just for the toys. Like, I don't know why. Like, I was, like, so persistent with it. Like, we had to go, like, at least once a week. And I don't know. It was so weird.
Mom, I need Hot Wheels!
Man, elementary school me can whole ass fuck off.
It was such a simpler time.
Right.
Like, I'd slap that kid if I could.
I would straight up abuse that child.
I'd backhand the fuck out of elementary me.
I would, like...
Elementary me. I think it might
be... I would, like, probably beat the shit out of all versions of me.
Imagine...
You can just go, like...
Fucking, like, you know that meme where it's like that guy just continuously like slapping people like in a row?
Yeah,
that would be me, just with all the past versions of myself.
Just all me. Next you just hear Asia just go like,
what was that?
That was so loud.
Body.
Sounded like you slammed like a wooden plank on like a countertop. Like, that's how loud it was.
I mean, did Burger King's like have those play places? Because those were my.
I don't think so.
I know.
The Burger King near my house had a play place. It was like really small though.
Yeah. The way fast food restaurants work is either they have no play place and they're boring as hell, as, you know, a child. They have a play place, but it's like, you know, it's small. You know, you go there for like 5 minutes and you're like, Mom, I'm bored. And then there's the ones that are the goddamn palaces that you could spend your entire life in with a ball pit, fucking three-story slides. Like, that's the shit.
Like, yeah. Dude, I love those so much. Like, fucking, y'all ever been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh my god. Like, I think I went once.
Dude. Like, okay, Chuck E. Cheese is literally just like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like the hive mind for play places. It's like a whole different realm in there. Like, oh.
It's a whole different, it's a different world.
Yeah, it's like you go from like urban society to like new age philosophical like tribal shit. It's weird.
And there's just this big ass rat running around everywhere. It's just like tokens.
Token. Like, goes to hand a little kid the a new... token, accidentally gives him a cigarette. Oh shit.
Accidentally. How the hell do you get this mixed up? Your kid want a cig.
The one thing I would feel bad about, but like the one thing I felt bad about, but now that I think about it, it would probably be the best time of my life if, like, you know how like I've seen sometimes where like kids like and kids' parents like follow them into the play place or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I used to feel bad. I'm like, oh, man, that sucks for them. But now, if I was that parent, I would literally be having the best time of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the kids need to make sure their child doesn't fucking die. But, like...
get lost. Start a new, like...
And you just got straight trampled by another 6-year-old.
There's a black hole at the bottom of the ball pit. It goes to a different...
There's just a guy... No, Chucky is just sitting in the bottom of the ball pit waiting for kids to fall in.
Oh my god, that's terrifying, dude. I don't think I want to go into a ball pit again. The holy kid,
like,
shit.
Puts his foot in and then, like, just gets yanked in.
You just see his mouse hand by, like, pop out of it.
We're like, you know, Charlie goes and goes to reach for his boat and then his arm just gets mauled. And he just gets, like, vored in the rest of the way.
Vored.
You want some tokens, kid?
Come here!
Come in my ball pit.
Oh, God.
So wait, Pennywise and Chucky are just the same now.
Oh my god, dude. I'm never going back to a Chuck E. Cheese again. Oh, I'm never going to put in a ball pit again, dude. I don't trust it. I was, like, mad excited to go back to a play place and play in a ball pit, but dude, just the thought of that.
I don't even understand why kids love ball pits so much. I thought they were so, like, average.
They're
like, subpar.
They really are. That's the exact word. They're subpar. They're just... You just... They're balls.
Yeah.
You're like, I love swimming in balls, you know?
You know what I liked in play places? Like, it was the shit. Like, I don't know what was so fun about it. Like, when there was, like, the steps that would go down. It was, like... almost like triangles in a square. It was like steps that would go down. There'd be like one on one side and one on the other. And it would just keep going down. You could go down there so fast.
My favorite, did you guys go to a Castaway Cafe?
Oh my god. Yeah, I've gone there like twice. I used to hate it there.
That was the shit when I was like 7. And now it's just, it's a danger zone. It's basically, you guys know those pictures of, like, construction workers that are, like, you know, 300, like, stories tall back in the older days where they, like, didn't have any safety harnesses? That's what it felt like. Because there would be, like, I guess, like, these nets that you felt like you could totally go through.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just reach out over the side, so there was just nothing. It was, like, a 10-story drop. And then it's just, like, my little... 6-year-old self up at the top, just like, dude, my leg just went through this net. Is the rest of my body going to follow?
Dude, okay, Castaway Cafe reminds me of, like, water parks and shit, but, like, all right,
only far more terrifying.
like, okay, I remember, like, a few, like, a while, like, a long time ago, I went to Great Wolf Lodge for one of my birthdays, and Jeremy was there.
Oh, that was a fun time.
Wolf Lodge was the
Great Wolf Lodge is amazing. But Jeremy, do you remember that one kid that we were in, like, a hot tub one time? We were, like, 6 or whatever.
I was literally, like, about to bring this up.
Like, and there's that one kid who literally just wouldn't stop following us.
Yeah.
Like, this tiny little... Like, this tiny little-ass kid just would not stop trying to talk to us and follow us around. I
almost
was like,
remember his name.
Do you guys remember Laser Tag? This little kid, that reminds me.
Yes, oh my god.
Dude, just Laser Tag, anytime anyone brings up Laser Tag, I just think about all my birthday parties.
AJ, remember when you, like, straight up...
Kneed you in the head.
Me straight in the forehead.
Yeah.
That was a dope play, though. 10 out of 10.
Do you remember that fucking Mexican kid?
That's what I'm talking about. That one kid who... he just followed us, and we were shooting him, but as soon as he would get out of his, like...
Dude, he was, like, going in. He was, like, Call of Duty Championship try hard, like, bouncing off the walls.
Still sucked! He wasn't as good as us. He was one of those tryhards that just aren't good.
I was surprised he didn't do, like, a roll on the ground or something.
Kid straight somersault.
I don't I think if he like got on the ground, he probably couldn't get back up. And he just, when he would started rolling, he just couldn't stop.
Mom!
No, 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 Diabito, rot at the kitchen.
Oh, another year. Do you remember that one girl that got so pissed off because we just kept getting her out?
She was so salty. I don't remember, but she was an older woman, probably like in her 20s, and she just kept her and her fucking posse, dude. They just all rolled up on us, and I think they won like the first game, and we were like, oh, that's about it, and we just destroyed them after that.
Well, you see,
we went sick.
Why
mode.
We do so well is because we had a strategy, dude.
We had a strategy that worked for 3 minutes, and then afterwards we just went sick mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Saving Private Chris?
That was funny.
Oh my god, that is a story for the ages. Oh my lord, that was fun. Didn't he literally have... That guy had to take me out of the room because I just wasn't going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. He no, it's because he told you that you had to move. He was like, yeah, you like have to move now.
No, I was moving the entire time. I wasn't staying in one stationary spot. I was actually probably... No, I wasn't. Everyone was moving fairly equally. So for listeners, basically, this was a laser tag game, and it was completely pitch black. There were no lights, and I was going hardcore. I took off my shoes. I was younger. I was probably like, what was that, 13, 14? One of those. And it was in a room with two other people, yeah. And it was a sniper mode, so basically... Your gun would shoot once, and then it would just, you know, take like 3-4 seconds to be able to shoot it again. And you had to hit the person's body armor or whatever. And as soon as you did, like, the game would quote unquote end, and another person from another team would filter in, and basically you would eliminate that person from that team. And basically the whole point was that you're trying to eliminate the enemy team one person at a time. So person after person, they just keep filtering in, and I remember this moment. Just there was like one or two lights, and I just remember standing beneath this light, feeling like the Terminator, because they would just ask if everyone was ready, and I would just stand under this light, going like, "Yeah, I'm ready."
Release them.
My laser pistol ammo.
I remember like, I remember standing outside and just seeing people come in and then instantly just come out. And, like, each time I was like, is Chris ever gonna come out? And, like, we were standing there for at least, like, 40 minutes or so.
Good amount of time.
Yeah, because I just... So they developed this plan of saving Private Chris because I was just eliminating all these opponents and basically, like, nobody else got a chance to go in. That was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to a little debate here. All right, so you guys ever watch Roadrunner?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, no. Well, for AJ, who do you think is guilty for their harassment? Wile E. Coyote or the Roadrunner? Who is more of a bitch? Because Wile E. Coyote out here just trying to get a quick snack, but the Roadrunner sticking his tongue out at this fellow. I mean,
where did this come from?
Well, there's that question, and second of all, like, I don't know how to answer that because none of them are like really like a bitch, but like,
yeah,
like, okay, Roadrunner is just disrespectful as hell. Like,
he's like that one annoying ass kid who's like really smart and can never be proven wrong. We all know him, you know.
Yeah.
you can't win, but they're not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Coyote is just like, he's just trying, man, alright? Just hustling's hard, you know?
You think he'd learn after the amount of times that he would he bought stuff from that shitty ass company.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, it's been one hell of a show. Lots of laughs. Hope everybody at home enjoyed. This has been our third installment of Vitamin CJ. Hope everyone has a lovely night, morning, afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. I appreciate the listening, the views.
Lovely void in the ball pit.
Oh yeah, lovely void in the ball pit. Make sure everybody goes take a quick dive into the ball pit. Hope everyone has a great rest of their day, and we'll see you next time on Friday for our fourth installment of Vitamin CJ. Catch you guys later.